So we're excited about you coming to talk to us about silence, God's first language. What are some of the topics that you plan to include in the retreat presentation?
Come to believe really that it's good to kind of renew what our attitude is as far as our relationship with our God. I have like four aspects I hope to explore with the participants of the retreat day. The first is your yes really a yes, or is it a maybe? And how fully do you consent? And so I love to kind of like explore the idea, is your yes really a yes, a genuine yes? It kind of goes back a little bit to the discussions that take place, not too humorously, but in a certain sense, don't you realize a no is a no? And with the enthusiasm that a person has to state their claim of the boundaries in their relationship, the same too, we should state our claim. What is our yes really a yes? With as much enthusiasm. What I want to do is to look at the idea of the levels of fidelity. How faithful are we to our yes? And I don't just mean like following your religious practices and things of that sort. They're important. But that deeper yes, in this season of Lent that we're talking in this period now in this little recording, Lent is a time really to truly, in a certain sense, make sure that we're the fig tree being manured so that it would give fruit. There's that scripture parable that Jesus has, you know, seeing the fig tree. The master is ready to cut it down. Now, that fig tree is perfectly fine. It looks beautiful and everything else, and it's attractive, and people maybe even take pictures of it or paint pictures of it. But it's not producing fruit. It's just existing. In our relationship with God, I have to ask myself the question myself, am I just existing in a mode that's been pretty good for years that I look okay? Or am I allowing the roots to be stirred up and new energy being put there so that the fruit is there at a much deeper level? In a sense, I could say, am I loving more than I was 2 years ago? Am I forgiving more than I did 2 years ago? Am I, in a certain sense, more open than I was 2 years ago? Or am I becoming more closed and not inclusive as I used to be, and so on? Am I like protecting my territory now? Or am I opening myself to experience a deeper level of relationship with God? So we might want to explore the whole light in our lives, what needs to be forgiven, what needs to be healed, and maybe more importantly, to ask ourselves, how much am I celebrating my relationship with my God? Really, to the point actually that there's a joyfulness to what I'm about. Joyfulness means a confidence that my God is working more and more in my life. So I want to look at, is our yes a really yes? And how deep are our levels of being faithful to our God? And is this consent really a consent for better or for worse, richer or poorer, or sickness or in health with our God into eternity? Do we allow these things to help us or hinder us in giving a full-hearted consent, measuring how much God loves us when things are wonderful and how God doesn't love us when things aren't going well, when in a certain sense that doesn't really matter because God's relationship with us doesn't fluctuate at all. He hasn't got time to fluctuate with each one of us. In a certain sense, he has his love out there and leaves others to take a good look at us, you know, our loved ones that support us and everything. And then for us here in contemplative outreach, centering prayer is a very important part of our life. It's not the only prayer, but it's an important part of the relationship. And centering prayer has four guidelines that are part of our journey in choosing a sacred word, of letting go of our thoughts, being ever so gentle in how we go about what we're praying and so on, and making sure we leave time and space for God to speak to us, that we're not the only one in charge. And I believe there's a way of life wrapped up in our little four guidelines explaining what centering prayer is all about. And for those who are not familiar with centering prayer, what it really is the rest of the story. In any relationship worth its salt, there needs to be a time to listen, there needs to be a time to talk, there needs to be a time to ponder, there needs to be a time to respond, and there needs a time to just to be rest with the one that you love. So in a certain, how much time are we wasting with God in a certain sense of just being quiet and enjoying the intimacy of the silence? Because God's first language really is silence. For me, that's the rest of the story, because we don't really know how to rest. You know, we've never learned to do it, and every time really that we have a little time, we want to catch up. We spend your whole life catching up. You're never present to what you're always running after something. You know, there needs to be a time when we realize we got it all and we can sit there and at times just allow ourselves to have a conversion experience from American cheese to Swiss cheese, you know, get some holes in us so some fresh air can come into our tightly packed existence. In summary, you know, how deep is our yes, and do we really trust that yes can make a difference in our lives?